I was not kind to Ambrose. I could have been. In another world I might have been. It wouldn't have been so very hard. He was tall and strong, and his hair was gold in the sun. I knew he liked me, and I was not indifferent. But I hardened my heart. I was bound to Emmeline. "Am I not good enough for you?" he asked me one day. He came straight out with it, like that. I pretended not to hear, but he insisted. "If I'm not good enough, you tell me so to my face." "You can't read," I said, "and you can't write." He smiled, took my pen from the kitchen windowsill, and began to scratch letters onto a piece of paper. He was slow, the letters were uneven, but it was clear enough. Ambrose. He wrote his name, and when he had done it, he took the paper and held it out to show me. I snatched it out of his hand, screwed it into a ball, and tossed it to the floor. He stopped coming into the kitchen for his tea break. I drank my tea in the missus's chair, missing my cigarette, while I listened for the sound of his step or the ring of his spade. When he came to the house with the meat, he passed the bag without a word, eyes averted, face frozen. He had given up. Later, cleaning the kitchen, I came across the piece of paper with his name on. I felt ashamed of myself, and put the paper in his game bag, hanging behind the kitchen door so it would be out of sight.